Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Phyllis Austin, and welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Oh, my God, this has been a wonderful week of new heights. Today's show is our National Online Classroom Open House. Think differently, folks. It's parents, godparents, it is time for you to think differently about what we're doing in education. We at the National Parent Education Center just launched this week our National Online Classroom. And again, the importance of the classroom is for our youth, our legacy. Feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. So definitely feel free to call in. And like I stated, our classroom is about our legacy, our youth, and I always tell people the best youth program you can give a child, the best youth program, I'm talking about the best youth program in all of America that you can give a child is to educate the person that's rearing and raising that child. My mother used to have a saying, you find a stupid dog, you find a stupid house, a house of people. You know, like, oh, my God, mom, you know, very wise. And you have to realize that whoever is responsible for educating that child, rearing that child, they pass down their knowledge. They're passing down knowledge. So they're only passing down what they understand. So when we flood Facebook with our youth, what's some by parenting, you're absolutely correct. It is definitely a parenting issue. Okay? But it doesn't mean that those parents cannot be retrained and re-educated. But just like we flood Facebook, we have to flood them with knowledge. You know, you throw everything at them except for the kitchen sink. So you're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're going to talk about our National Online Classroom, where we are. It's a wonderful day. I implore you to think differently, because what we have done this week is created a paradigm shift in our community. And, I like to say the train has really left the station. Okay, the train has left the station. You might not know it, okay, but everybody else knows it, that the train has left the station, okay, and you have to be very real in letting people know, hey, there's this awesome place where you can go to as a parent, guardian, or anyone who's involved in the lives of a child, and let them know if your child succeeds. Talk about multiple intelligence. Talk about learning styles. Have your say, and let's discuss and let's present, you know, ways to do parenting, ways to move away, transition from some of the transition into. Let's make it positive. Let's positively frame this. This is another cold word in education: positive framing. Let's transition into a higher level of who we are and whose we are. Feel free to call in. Our number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. And we're going to go to a break, and we're going to return and talk more about the open house that just launched. Well, let me say this. Talk about our National Online Classroom that just launched, and now we are in the phase of our open house, which means to test our website, and you can visit it online. So last week when I came to you, the update was we're going to launch it. We're going to open it. We're going to launch it. And that's what we did. idea this week. We launched our national online classroom. This week, the update shows now we're in our open house phase. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll return right back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit TNPEC.org and donate now. Thank you.
I want to tell you, before we go into our open house and discuss that, what's going on in the open house, I want to tell you what happened this week. I was, I guess it's the word credentialized, I don't know. Someone called me about maybe 3 weeks ago, and they said, I want you to come someplace, we're going to pay for it, and I need you to be an expert witness in a custody case. And I said, okay. I said, okay, what you need, I'll work on it, give me this documentation, I can put together a data analysis report, all that stuff. And so they sent me out there, and it was kind of incomplete. I said, I need something else. So, close to the end of last week, guess what happened? They called me again, and they said, I need your information, your name, your full name, and everything. And I said, oh, this is really going to happen. They said, yes. So, that was funny. Okay, hold on, I'm going to turn down this. But that was funny. And the next thing I knew was I was on a plane going somewhere out of the state of Georgia. And, well, I was talking to some attorneys, of course, and they said, we got to make sure the judge accepts you as an expert. I said, okay. They said, how long you been doing this? And I told them how long. I don't know if that was impressive, because you got teachers been teaching for 30 years. But you have to separate yourself from the pack. And so they was like, what do you do? And everything, and I did that. This was just me talking to the attorney. Now, they haven't presented me as a witness and credentialized me yet. They feel good about that the judge is going to accept me. And needless to say, I felt that I was in a place where outsiders wasn't warned. Oh, they didn't really particularly care for outsiders, so you can imagine. I probably wasn't in the north or the west, okay, or the east. But anyway, it was very interesting because the step that we took forward when the attorney was asking me about my background, and I said, I think the key word or the key phrase I started, the National Parent Education Center, I affirmed that. And I noticed the judge immediately go to the internet because they have the computer up there to research people very quickly. And I saw an expression on the judge's face. And the other party rejected it, and the judge said, we're going to accept her as an expert witness. Now, if you don't understand what just happened, let me tell you what just happened. A lot of people come to us as experts on our child's education, not knowing diddly-doo, okay? And the fact that this attorney had to walk me through and ask me, how often do you do data analysis? I said, I do data analysis every day. I look at data every day and figure out where that child is, you know, based on the data, determine where that child is, what needs to happen, how that child needs to move forward, contact parents, and this is what we need to do. This is the level that your child is on. Don't look at the grades because they lie to you, or better word, they're misleading you, okay? You know, your child's being undereducated, miseducated, or non-educated. Are they progressing? They slightly progressing, but they're progressing being behind. You know, sometimes it's where you start determines where you finish. But if you're behind and you're regressing, if you're 2 years or 3 years or 4 years behind, you're regressing, you're still behind. So school systems come up, well, you know, these numbers indicate growth. No, but this number over here indicated that they're behind 5 years or 3 years, and they're growing 5 years, 3 years behind. So they should develop some knowledge, but are they on track? So there's a lot of ways to misinterpret information, and it's misinterpreted to you every day. So now you have a person, i.e. me, an organization, i.e. us, the National Parent Education Center, that can argue on your behalf. That's been somebody has rubber stamped or stamped and say, you know what, the person who leads that organization is an expert in their field. Now, I've been telling you this for the longest, that we are experts over here because we're strategists. We're not just getting paid as an educator in a school system. Everything is volunteer over here. We have attorneys. We don't have attorneys, but we seek advice from attorneys from time to time on how to phrase things. So we not only have that component of being an educator and a strategist on how to get to where we are, and then, you know, you have someone who's been trained in research. Your founder, i.e. me, who's been trained in research, who can research a lot. And then you have a team of strategists who we can strategize and really look at data and determine. So whenever, and this was so unique about this situation, the other party knew that the individual person was behind. We didn't have that knowledge. And why? Because of the way they did the norm ref, the numbers they, the state sought from norm ref and testing, didn't give us a GE, which means grade equivalent. So we didn't have that. Now, if you don't have the grade equivalent, you don't know right away if the child is behind. You have to really go deep into these numbers, okay? You have to put up charts to compare them and then come out and say, based on the data the child is behind, you have to reference and know what you're referencing. And so when I came up to party, I said, yeah, I knew there was behind. Well, you didn't share that. But how do you know? How do we know? Because you have the right person sitting at the table. And no longer, especially in a custody hearing or any other hearing or a juvenile court case or when a parent goes into a court situation, because I've been in juvenile court, never had to testify, because I said, as we generally get to the point, it's always been our history to present evidence to the district, school district, or give it to the parent or in some form of remediation, but we never had to be in the court being a witness. I had to be in juvenile court sharing information with, the person who the court has said, this is what we find, and that's as far as it goes. Okay, and that's really not a true mediation process. But it's just like, here's my card, this is who we are, and they tend to just move forward with them, not with me. I'm just sitting there listening because I've never had to be an expert. There's always been someone there who kind of understands what the process is. Not the expertise on education, but have a understanding. So now you can contact us, and it's nice because somebody has legitimized what we have known the whole time. And it's nothing like someone you know who can tell you what's going on. Because a lot of people in court custody cases mean that other people with money are able to afford these experts. And somebody's speaking on behalf of the kid, and you're sitting up there trusting their word. You don't really know what's going on. You're saying something, but they got all A's. They got all B's. A, B, which means absolutely nothing unless you have the right person, which is the teacher or teachers who actually gave the grade. So that was my experience this week, New Heights. As I grow, the organization grows. So this organization has just reached a new height, and parents can call us to say we need an expert witness or someone who can testify in court cases surrounding child's educational status, and we can say that we have our credentials and we have been allowed to testify by another judge. We have set a precedent. The other precedent we have set this week is the launching of our national online classroom, and I implore you to think differently because we are in the open house testing phase. We have sent out links. We ask you to circulate and share those links. And when you go in, you're testing your access to the classroom. That's what you're doing. There is a poll there. Just like when you walk into a classroom, open house, they ask questions, well, who are you? Okay, and they take data. So many parents showed up, so many grandparents. So there is a poll there. I call it the villagers poll. Because regardless of who you are, you're part of the village, and they ask you, what's the primary role here of you in the village? Is it a parent, a grandparent, a man, woman, a godparent, an elder, and you see the primary role of you that you play. And that's very important because you need to know the role that you play as a villager. The parents, they for guidance in rearing the child, they're nurturers. Okay, the male in the community, their primary role is protector. So you get to check off what your primary role is, just like going into a classroom when they ask you what is your role when you go into an open house situation and you bring, are you the child's grandparent, the child's parent? So we have launched, by launching our online national classroom, we are in the phase of open house and testing. Next, you will see our mission there, just like, again, going into a classroom. You ask, well, what's the mission? Or if you think, well, it's just to educate, but that teacher may have something else that they're focused on. So you get to learn more about our mission, what we do. You also get to leave a message, just like going for open house. Well, write a little note, write a message, leave it with the person in the classroom. Just like a physical open house setting, okay? And then just like that teacher, they're going to ask for a wish list of things they want and donations, and we're asking for that too. Remember, we have a huge, enormous task. We're on a very awesome journey. We are talking about educating thousands of parents per year across the United States of America and internationally, anyone who has the link. That has never been done before. Okay, so we have set a precedent here this week by launching our online national classroom. Feel free to call in. I have someone in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. But definitely feel free to call in 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. So this week, not only have we launched the open house, and you have web links there, you're going to be amazed when we go in there because this is no ordinary just visit people and have a chat meeting and everything. This is serious business. So we wanted to make sure that we selected the right software, the right company to work with us so we can work together. And also we were very cognizant on how, on what the client on the other side, the ease of getting into the classroom and getting the information. So moving forward, we definitely need 1,000 people to go in this week. We want to start the class on the 29th, which is next Monday. However, we get to test this site. The quicker we test this site to get at least 1,000 people, it works for us. And even the first two or three people who came in to test, that helped to test this week. We made a lot of changes because their experience, what we thought they were seeing and what would click in their mind, was not working. So it is very important that you go in and test and leave a message to let us know from your experience. Because someone asked, well, what is this? So we took the screen off. We came back with another screen because we figure if you're going to test, you already know what we're about. Well, that's not true. So we have to test. You have to donate. Again, we want to get up to webinar status where we have a lot of people participate. But more importantly, let me tell you what this week was about. this week was about thinking differently. That's what this week was about, and I hope Apple doesn't come back and say, you took our slogan. But that's what this week was about. This week was about thinking differently. Okay? And parents, you have to, you're going to make a choice. Anybody who's out there listening, responsible for rearing a child, you're about to make a choice. Are you going to think the same way about your child's education? Although we are telling you that in today's society, A's and B's do not tell you if your child is progressing, if your child is learning, if your child is developing, or if your child is not behind but on track. And you are going to make a decision. Since we started in 2001, we told you that things changed, because in 2000, No Child Left Behind came in, okay? And that created states developing their own assessment tools, especially criteria reference testing. Now, you're going to learn about this during our first class meeting. But if you don't know, anything that says criteria reference, if you're in a state and you're looking at grades and criteria reference, some type of criteria reference test, I'm going to tell you now, you don't even know where your child is. You have no idea. You don't know if your child is ahead or behind. You don't know. If you tell me, a parent, we launched an online national class, my child is doing well at A's and B's. You don't know. And I want you to think about that. And if you continue to think the same way, you're going to get the same thought. You're going to have the same thoughts. You're going to move through the same. You're going to have the same actions, because you move through your thoughts. You're going to get the same results. And you're going to be in a perpetual state of these kids not learning because you, someone in authority, wants to stay stuck on A's, B's, and criteria reference tests. When I'm telling you that that is not how you tell, that is not the data that you need to analyze. That's not how you tell if your child is ahead, behind, or on track, growing or developing in knowledge. So you, as a parent, you have to make the choice now. And don't come back. And I'm tired of looking at Facebook. Now I'm going on a rant. But it's only going to be a short 30-second rant. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to stop after 30 seconds. But let me vent. I'm tired of parents and people in our communities talking about what the school's not doing. Okay? And they're saying, well, my child this, my child that, the school's not learning. Let me give you a really true fact. We in the educational, public educational schools, as a matter of fact, in private education, you're going to pay dearly. You got to pay upwards about $20,000, $50,000 in the private school if you want that level of concern, okay? Many of the problems in public education are homegrown in the family setting. They're homegrown in the family setting. The kid is being reared in chaos. And nobody wants to deal with it. And so when they go to school, okay, most of the time these grades just represent good behavior. Now, that I can tell you what a grade represents, if anything, probably represents some darn good behavior on the part of that kid, okay? But in terms of their educational status, you don't look at grades and you don't look at criterion reference tests. You look at norm reference tests, okay? And then you make sure you have enough data. Because kids across the country can take the same norm reference test, but what the state wants to see, okay, in their book may be something totally, they might just kind of pull, well, we want this score to be released, but we don't want that score. We want this test, but we don't want that test, okay? But trust me, I can go in there, I can read it. If it's a universal national norm reference test, I can read that sucker. That sucker's filled. I can read the data. Excuse me, let's not get loose in our language. So I do implore you to think differently. This is about a choice that you're going to make as a parent. Are you going to stay stuck on A's and B's, and grades, and criterion reference tests, and more than likely, more importantly, allow somebody else to let you know where your child is? And that's an interesting choice. Option you have in front of you, because a lot of times You know that your child, there's no way your child can be an A or B student, but you just so happy to hear it, to put the bumper sticker on, my child is an honor student at so-and-so school, that you want to ignore everything, all the information that's out there that's telling you this cannot be true, from the way your child speaks, to the words your child uses, to the non-transitioning of knowledge and gay in the school to understand and using it in the world, okay? When you have kids who have A averages in math, but when they go in the store, high school kids, and they tell you about percent, the taxes and everything, they can't do a simple percent to let you know how much it's going to cost, an item's going to cost with taxes, with a certain tax rate. You have the knowledge, but you don't want to believe it, okay? And then there are times when we use children as pawns to prove a point. I could do better in raising that kid. Seriously? So instead of sharing information with the other person, you don't do it. We have to do better. So you're going to make a choice this week. We have opened the doors to our online national classroom. It's open house. Get in there, visit, click on the link. Okay, the link is also in our description for this radio broadcast. But you, and I say this, you're going to have to decide, am I going to get on the train? Okay, or is the train going to leave the station? Okay, because right now, I'm telling you, the train is ready to pull off. Okay, it's going to and it's about to leave the station, okay? And if you're not in a position to receive knowledge, you're going to miss out. And then you're going to have to backtrack. And the time that you could have received the knowledge to move forward, to really help your child in their educational process, you're going to backtrack and start looking for videos, or looking for broadcasts, looking for, okay, what's that online national program? What's that online national online classroom link? What's this? So be in a position to receive information. The first thing I'm telling you, if you want instantaneous information, there are two ways to get that. First, you want to text TNPEC.org to 23559. Again, that's TNPEC.org to 23559. Now, why do we want to text that to 23559? Well, it's pretty simple. That's a text alert where we can send out stuff and updates to your phone. You receive as a text message, irrespective of what Facebook has in store for us or any other form of social media. Secondly, join our national online classroom forum. That's another way. That's on Facebook, and you can, of course, join the forum. You can like our page, the National Parent Education page on Facebook, okay? But then you're relying on social media. You can find me on Twitter, tnpec.org. You can find us on Twitter. But when everything else fails, okay, I don't think all communication is going to go down at the same time. You want to have two or three ways where you are receiving the information. Put yourself in a position to receive the information. So somehow connect with us on social media. Your first priority should not be Instagram, by the way. It should be Facebook or Twitter. Secondly, another form is by phone. Text tnpec.org to 23559. And, of course, you can always sign up on our mailing list. Okay, our mailing list, you go to our website, tnpec.org, go to Contact Us page, you can join our mailing list. And in certain cases, depending on how many times you visit that page, if this is your first time, a drop down box should come down and ask you to enter your email address. Now, I will say that you're not going to receive stuff instantaneously through our mailing list. Because people like, I got another email from them, and I tell them we try to email twice a month. So when we put stuff on Facebook, okay, that's instantaneous. we're not sending out an email. We usually have two or three good pieces of information before we send the email out. So it's not necessary. It's not necessarily that you'll be behind the event, okay, because we try to schedule things about 2 to 3 weeks out, make sure that people on our mailing list are aware of what's going on, but you not get instant updates, okay? So the way you get instant updates, Facebook, Twitter, and text tmpec.org to 23559. Those are your instant update methods to receive information from us. Okay, let's go to a commercial break, and we are going to be right back to kind of wrap the show and, of course, take any questions and answers. So feel free to call in 347-855-8603, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you. For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559.
Okay, so I want to thank you for joining us on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And I just want to say this week a paradigm shift has been created. We have launched our national online classroom, and we are in the process of testing, visiting our online national classroom with open house. So test to make sure you have access to the classroom. It's been wonderful, and we will come back next week. We're going to talk about the strategy for moving this train out the station. Share this with your friends. Share the link, because we have created a process to make sure our youth are receiving the best program. Again, the best program any youth can receive is an educated parent. And as we always, until next week, we're going to end with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You are a winner. Thank you for joining us.